Hi, man.
What is going on? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, actually, you can come a little bit closer.
I'll try.
Okay, there we go. All right. Oh, man. So, you got it set?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. All right. what's this face?
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Hey.
Welcome to the Filthy Casuals podcast. This is episode 4.
This is my favorite number, by the way. What? So this is my bad. This is good. You may give me a good introduction too. I'll wait.
What? Oh my god. Yes, this sir. Is episode 4. You guys are hearing us live from the Wonderground Media Network studios in the space in Jacksonville, Florida. I am your friendly neighborhood nerd, the Babo, and also your bold city beast, Bobby Ledger, alongside of... You can introduce yourself.
I just told you. All right, man.
You're lazy. You're lazy. I got you a good chair today, and you're like...
That is true. This chair is pretty comfortable. It's pretty cool. I do appreciate it, but I am the best gamer in Jax. I was the best gamer in Jax. I am Dash and Cam. And I am here, the other half of Team Kiss It.
Kiss It gang. And that's Justice in the background as our as my problematic coworker.
He's our ambiance of the office. So you hear him just think, okay, cool. These guys are still working.
We're always working here at the space.
They're working as we do this. So yeah, man, I do appreciate them opening the doors for
active
me.
Active environment, man.
So we can do this. But I like the setup though. I like the setup.
Firstly, shout out to everybody who's joining us on Twitch. We are streaming live on Twitch and on our YouTube. So if you guys want to ever join in on the conversation, if you want to come in on the next episode or so, whenever we do it, you can be a part of all of this. Tell them the name of the Twitch because I can never say it.
Okay, let me give you.
I can never say it.
Let's call it the OT. Okay.
The OT. We're on the OT.
The OT. There you go.
Yes, we're on the OT. If you guys haven't realized or haven't seen by the title of this, we're still talking about wrestling. So, I have to address it.
All right.
Last episode, I was like, we're not going to be talking about wrestling all the time. I lied.
You did.
Apparently, this is a wrestling podcast now.
No.
I did not want that for this, but that's what's happening. This is a wrestling podcast, and... We're just going to have to live with it.
It can be like Burger King. You know, Burger King is known for its burgers, but they also have chicken. So we can have chicken sometimes.
I'm just happy people could see me because last stream, you just saw my back.
The Mark Henry back.
Yeah, just the
going
bow.
On.
World Strong is back and shit. Like, it's crazy.
World Strong is back. I like
I honestly am excited about this because this is me finally getting into streaming for video content.
Yes.
I don't normally do that. I'm normally only an audio guy.
I'm excited.
You're excited?
Yes, I like to be seen. You should like to be seen, too. I'm a visual person.
People all I want to know is where's my applause. That's all I ask when I come out.
Oh, Lord.
That's
all I ask.
Give me my applause.
I better make that a shirt. I'm so serious.
I know. It's definitely going to be a shirt soon.
I'm so down for it.
I gotta get it all together, but yes, it's definitely going to be a shirt soon. Are you telling us bye? He's telling us bye.
Remember the ambiance we were talking about?
Yeah, he's probably kicking y'all out. That's probably what it is. But please don't go.
No, okay, yeah, come in.
Please. Please don't go. We need the views.
Please.
Shout out to everybody in the chat. Want to thank you guys again for joining in. I know he's trying to kick us out. Or he's trying to kick you out because this is his desk.
I can understand that.
This is his desk. All right, let's go ahead and talk about tonight's topic. We're talking about the forbidden door, the forbidden gate of wrestling. So let's go ahead and tell the people who don't know, who are not like marks or whatever, what that actually means.
Okay. You want me to tell them?
Yeah, you can go ahead and tell them. You have to do something on the show.
Oh, damn. Really? All right, so the forbidden door.
Talking to the mic.
I would do is just that. You want me to just... Damian Sandow?
Okay. Damian Sandow.
But the Forbidden Door, I saved that for you.
You did.
It's basically promotions working together that's basically it for to sum it up. It's something that hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah.
But things are changing.
The thing is, there used to be what we call territories. Territories were where you worked. And there were crossovers and overlaps, and people went everywhere they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
When we got into the modern era of wrestling, we shut all of that down.
Who did it? Say his name. you say his name.
We shut all of that down, and we basically got it to where we,
who did
as
it?
as a sport, as a profession,
who's the culprit?
Do not intermingle our promotions. You see a lot of it with independent wrestling, where a lot of people will do a different array of promotions, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Like us, we travel from Pro Wrestling Visions, and we go to Shadow Wrestling Alliance. We go to what else? Champ 7 Pro Wrestling. Local Pro. We've done a little bit of a few places, and we are the same person when we're there. That's the biggest part. We're always the same people. We never change.
One shot.
Well, that's different. That's different.
We'll say that for another time.
We'll get into our old gimmicks and stuff probably another episode.
No, don't do it.
Since this is a wrestling podcast now.
Don't do it.
Jesus.
I don't want to talk about that.
It's the wrestling. We're going to get into all the gimmicks that we wanted to do. How about that? And the gimmicks that were given to us. We got to talk about it. It's part of the thing.
No.
All right. So, as of late, the talks about the Forbidden Door being open have been way more prevalent because of the landscape of the wrestling industry at the moment. As you remember, we talked about a lot of people being released from WWE, a lot of people who no longer have a wrestling home, so there's a lot of shifting around, say, different promotions and everything at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so let's go ahead and start it off with something that I know I was very intrigued about. This was a perfect example of the Forbidden Door being open. Did you hear about the trial of Faye Jackson?
No.
Okay.
But I know who Faye Jackson is, so I'm very curious about this.
So I'm going to explain what happened with you. So Faye Jackson and Big E Langston, or Big E of the New Day, have an ongoing beef for years. Like, they're frenemies. Like, she hates him in public, but they're real cool.
Okay.
So she was like, ain't no way this motherfucker gonna win Money in the Bank. I bet everything on it. And then she was like, if he wins, I'm gonna drop nudes on the Twitter.
No. She said that?
Yeah, she said it. This is documented evidence.
Uh-oh.
So, as you saw, Big E won Money in the Bank.
Yes, he did.
And Faye Jackson,
I'm finna go on Twitter right now,
did not provide nudes. She provided a nude palette. She provided a nude something. Like, she did like other jokey nudes.
No. Faye Jackson, shame.
No, this is where this is where the trial comes in.
Okay.
So her other independent wrestling enemy, Sugar Dunkerton, he put her up on wrestling's court.
Yes.
For violating a promise she made to the timeline.
Yes.
But Faye was defending that she's retired. She's currently injured. She's not well or ready to wrestle. So she retired. She's retired. So she shouldn't have to go to wrestler's court for something in her gimmick.
Come on.
We took her to wrestler's court.
Yeah.
Big Swole was her defense attorney. Tasha Steeles was the judge.
Okay.
And Suge was his own prosecution.
Okay.
When I tell you everybody pulled up.
Kevin, I am shocked by this.
Yeah, like, it literally brought every promotion together. People from New Japan, people from Impact, WWE people were there. People from AEW was there. D'Lo Brown was there.
My boy.
Like, Kevin Nash came through. Like, literally.
Was it alive?
This was a Twitter space. It's their new thing they're doing.
Okay.
It's a Twitter space where it's basically like everybody talking like a podcast type format or so. And it was so crazy. Like, I wouldn't have never have guessed that it would have happened unless you saw it yourself. Like, we got the trial of Faye Jackson trending number one.
So you actually got to
I was
see-
in there. Yeah, I was in there. I was amongst legends and greats and you know, current.
I love. First, I like this because this is something you guys could see.
It's in real time. You never seen this.
You never seen this before, but now they're doing that. Now that's pretty cool.
I'm very excited to see what comes of this. Honestly, because we definitely.
Dudes. That's what you're going to say, right?
No.
Oh.
We definitely have the potential with the landscape of how social media and all the other things and components are to bring everybody together without any promotional like BS or politics coming between us, because everybody already knows each other. Especially if they work the indies and stuff like that, that door is open. And funnily, it was through Faye Jackson. Faye Jackson is now the forbidden door that opens up all the promotion.
Yeah, it always comes down to news, don't it?
And she's so horrible. But yeah, he put up a good fight, Suge Duncanton. But
Tasha, you like Faye Jackson, don't you?
I love Faye. I met her dad, like I told you, Ron Simmons is her father. Met her dad at River City WrestleCon. Shout out to Faye Jackson.
What?
Ron Simmons is Faye Jackson's father.
I never knew that.
Exactly. Like, it's something that you don't, like, you gotta know Faye.
It's one of those Jerry Lawler, Brian Christopher things.
Yeah. Like, she doesn't want to coast off of his name and stuff. So, like, basically, it's, like, yeah. So,
I did not know that.
Yeah, Faye Jackson's dad is Ron Simmons. So, yeah. The wrestling blood runs deep. So, yeah.
Okay.
She's an amazing talent. Her bio currently right now is, you can book me, I just won't show up. She's technically retired.
Is she just hurt? What's going on?
Yeah, she's hurt. She hurt.
So is she retired
You know, wrestlers never really retire, bro.
Yeah, true.
Wrestlers never really retire. So she says she's retired. She still uses her wrestling persona. Still goes on podcasts as guests as a wrestler and all the other good stuff.
How old is she?
Oh fuck! Don't ask me questions that I'm supposed to know.
That's your girl.
No. I don't know her age. I'm not a stalker.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
You got in trouble.
He did get in trouble. It's fine. He just got a Capri Sun. He'll be fine now.
I want a Capri Sun.
You don't need a Capri Sun.
Is there any more Capri Sun?
Don't give him a Capri Sun.
I really would like her. You had a small Sprite last time.
Nah, I did have a tiny Sprite. But now I have water. Life water. Mm. The giver of life.
Whatever.
Oh, no.
Things are happening. Again, we're working.
Remember, they're working.
Yeah.
They're literally working while we're doing this.
I'm not going to put that in camera Jackson, frame.
All of these things are connecting. Even the WWE.
Yeah, like, they were literally, like, Xavier Woods was there. Matt Riddle was there.
Riddle, why?
Yeah, Matt Riddle. Because he loves Faye. Yeah. Like I said, Effie was there. Like I said, Kevin Nash came through for a little bit. D'Lo Brown came through. And D'Lo Brown spoke. Like, he got up and did his black uncle thing. It was like, this was amazing. Like, yeah. So, like I said, Big Swole. Like, it's a great number of people who came out to make this all happen. A lot of independent wrestlers, a lot of mainstream wrestlers. And you guys, honestly, if something like that can easily happen and you can bring together people, like, it's so dope. So let's go into what started this episode. But yeah, you're curious about what?
What happened to the end? Did they find
end? Oh, she was. Oh yeah. Tasha Steelz was the judge, and she found Faye not guilty.
Not guilty. What? So she's not going to do it?
No, she doesn't have to post nudes.
Why not? Because she's retired.
Yeah, that and like Chug just talked too much.
What? No, I'm so upset at this.
I really wish we could record Twitter Spaces, but that was one for the ages. It just kind of had to be there, bro.
So I got to subscribe to her OnlyFans now?
Yeah, shout out. She has subscribed to her OnlyFans.
I know she has one.
Yeah, she has an OnlyFans. She has a Patreon. She has all that.
Oh, man. Next time, I guess.
Next time, indeed.
Whatever. Fine. Oh, it's fine. I'm pretty sure. No, I'm just going to drop that. I'm gonna drop that.
You gonna drop it?
I'm gonna drop it.
Yeah, cause I ain't getting you in trouble.
Yeah, I won't get you in trouble either.
So we are gonna move on to what actually brought this episode to fruition. We are gonna be talking about the local or the latest rumor mill that's kind of probably coming true. We don't know yet. So you've heard, and I know I've been sent many of an article that there are whispers that CM Punk and Daniel Bryan are going to AEW. What are your thoughts? What are your feels?
Honestly, I don't want Daniel Bryan to go there just yet.
What do you mean just yet?
I feel like he needs to go someplace else.
I want him to go someplace else.
I would love for him to go to New Japan.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Because here's the thing.
He may be going. He doesn't have to stay there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He doesn't have to stay there.
I don't think AEW. I think AEW has too many big people.
Oh yeah, they do. They definitely do.
But these are two bigger people.
These are honestly the biggest.
Yeah.
That they would have acquired out of nowhere. Because all right, so for those who do not know, Daniel Bryan, he's legitimately done with WWE via contract. He just didn't renew his contract. His contract went up. They didn't send him packing. He left under his own storyline wise. Yes, Roman sent him away.
Yeah, he did.
But actually, his contract just expired, and he just wanted to sit home for a little bit and just chill. And yeah, with his wife and his kids. He has more. There's two little girls now, so he has to basically.
His wife is a Hall of Famer.
Get out of my studio.
She is.
Get out of my studio.
These are facts. People.
We don't speak of the Bella Twins in their Hall of Fame induction. We don't speak of that.
You know what? No, it's well deserved. Well deserved. Mm. Good job, Bree.
So yeah, so he wanted to sit home and chill for a bit, but now there are whispers, there are talks that he is in, like talks with AEW and Tony Khan, and he's going to be coming to a Daily's place near you soon. So along with that, there's also talks of CM Punk finally making his in-ring return. So it's a long history with CM Punk and AEW.
It's been too long. It's been too long for me.
So here's what the breakdown of that is. Mm. When AEW first started, they were doing All Out in Chicago, right?
Yep.
And we were like, yeah, CM Punk's going to be there. CM Punk is definitely going to be there. It's All Out. He's the new wrestling promotion. CM Punk looked at us like, what are you talking about? I've never spoken with anybody at All Elite Wrestling ever. Even though we know that he's in text message contact with the Bucks and with Cody, and he was like, a text message is not an actual invitation.
Yeah, that's true.
He even said that. A text message is not an invitation. So that was a little bit on their part of a little bit of a beef, I would say.
You think they had beef?
I think they had beef. Because I know at least Cody felt rubbed the wrong way.
Cody just got ego.
Of course Cody has the ego. Cody is unbeatable. We talked about that.
He's the prince of
We talked about that in the last episode. Cody has set himself up to literally be undefeatable.
Nah. But yeah, Punk, man, I just think it's just been too long.
No, because here's the thing. Punk has he's already come back to the ring.
Yeah.
In like little indie promotions, and he's been under a mask.
I just think the reason I say that is because he kind of set people the wrong way. So about stuff he's been saying over in podcasts and stuff, and stuff he's been saying about wrestling. But as of late, he's been doing good. But we know when he first left,
he hated it.
He was burning bridges.
He hated it. Made him have a mental breakdown. He had an entire mental breakdown. Why would I speak good of something that ruined my mental health?
It was a spoke on the wheel, in his own words. Okay. WWE is a spoke on...
That's fine. That spoke, along with the UFC, along with AEW, apparently, and he can come back to the Japanese. Like, has CM Punk ever gone over to Japan?
For WWE,
Not for...
the WWE live shows.
Okay.
Super Showdown,
okay.
Probably. But no, I don't think he's been over there as in like indies working. No.
Yeah. So yeah, CM Punk, he even came back to sports entertainment.
via backstage for WWE.
I think that was a bad move.
That actually wasn't. That was the best move ever.
I think it was a bad move.
That was
well, not for WWE, but for Punk.
How? Why would you say that?
I just think it pulled the trigger a little too early.
No. That was perfect.
It came out to he not even wrestling. The best.
He didn't want to wrestle.
He had no pop. He had a pop from who was it? Renee Young,
Booker T, Paige, and
Booker T was like, oh, okay.
Ah, whatever.
Okay, he's sure. I just think he came out to four people. If somebody that, like that.
But he popped the ratings. That's all they wanted.
And where is he at
that's
now?
That's all
where
they wanted. He popped the ratings.
Is he still on there?
Well, the show doesn't exist anymore. Exactly. Renee no longer works for WWE, that's not a thing that you can really just be like, is he over there anymore?
It ain't pop ratings that much, did it? And if I'm not mistaken, Punk wasn't on there all the time.
He wasn't. He wasn't supposed to be a normal correspondent. He was a special guest correspondent that would pop up from time to time because it's an ensemble cast, bro. It's an ensemble thing. It's like the Today Show.
Oh, God. You called backstage.
What would you want? What'd you want? Good Morning America? It wasn't an ESPN level show. I'm gonna be 100. It wasn't like what's his name?
The black guy for the Stogies.
God damn it! I play football.
Shannon Sharp. Yeah,
not like Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless.
Yeah,
it wasn't front row or first round or whatever they do.
Unless he was employed by Fox.
Yeah, he was employed by Fox, not by WWE, and he made that very evident.
Yeah,
he made sure you know that fact.
He said, no, I understand that. But Punk in AEW.
We'll get back into him a little bit more.
Okay.
Or so, because he comes up a little bit later in the docket. But speaking of AEW, like I said, with Daniel Bryan, they're a little bit nervous because the two shows that we suspect that they're going to debut them are probably in jeopardy.
Yeah.
Where would you want to see Daniel Bryan pop up if he goes to AEW? Would you want to see him on Dynamite? Would you want to see him on a pay-per-view? Or would you want to see him on their new Rampage thing? I think he has to come out on Dynamite.
I say pay-per-view. It has to be a live crowd no matter what.
Sadly.
Yeah, he can't Brody Lee it. No, just come out, just nobody. That sucks.
Well, if the Delta variant has its way, he's going to be coming out to the AEW Dark Wrestlers again.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You remember those days? The great days of pandemic wrestling? I love it. I miss it. Bring it back.
I think we are.
Damn right.
God, no.
But yeah. Kind of like what would you say? Where would you want them to show up?
Twitch is getting like this all full unedited stuff.
That's
this
fine.
Is all going to be cleaned up.
The audio. That's what it is.
I literally argue with a 2-year-old for most of my days.
Yeah.
So it's
just on that. I can see Daniel Bryan probably possibly doing is answering the open challenge.
Okay. So here's what I think: if you want him to come into the pay per view, they would have to do one of those battle, like the Casino Royale type things or whatever.
I can see that, but it's going to be obvious.
Last time we wanted a particular person, they gave us Leo Rush, and then they injured Leo Rush.
They didn't retire right after that
because he got injured. Because AEW niggas be going too hard for no reason. It's five monkeys like you.
Oh wow, I just threw that in there.
I gotta get a dig somewhere.
That's fine.
Cam's not a spot monkey. He just likes his matches to be extravagant.
I do like death matches though. We'll talk about that a little
bit. Oh, Jesus.
We'll talk about that a little later. But yeah, Daniel Bryan, he's a technical wrestler. He does have charisma when he's gimmicked it.
Oh yeah, I loved vegan Daniel Bryan.
Yes,
he's the
best. I did too. That's when he's a heel, he can put it on. But he's face. Uh-huh. He's
just smiley, happy go lucky. Yeah. That's all you need.
That sounds like somebody I know.
It does. It sounds like me.
Are you a face? No, you're not.
I could be a face. No. I have a face.
Oh my God, let's move on. We'll talk about that later.
All right, so
let's move on to another Forbidden Door type deal. Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
Honestly, is being slept on, and they're doing some of the best storylines at the moment.
Yes.
Impact Wrestling is literally doing the most like amazing storylines with the whole Kenny Omega as their Impact champion and the AEW champion, the Good Brothers fighting Finn Juice from New Japan, and now they've brought over Switchblade Jay White.
Yes.
Is over King in Impact. Oh yeah, he is the never open weight champion.
Yes, he is.
He currently in New Japan is, I think he just got off of his Kota Ibushi Intercontinental IGPW or IGWP heavyweight championship battle bout or so.
Yeah.
He is straight Bullet Club. And here's the thing that I caught it. Here's the thing that I've been waiting for with this whole Forbidden Door. Gorillas of Destiny. With Switchblade over here, we may get them. And also, if you watched the last AEW Dynamite, their little brother, Tamaleo, just fought Lance Archer with their dad in tow as his manager. Who I actually was able to wrestle in a show with, and I got a picture with him.
Yes.
Yeah, Saku.
That was great. That was a great time.
That was a great day. Awesome. Great day. Awesome. They called him Andre the Giant because this fool brought wine.
I still do.
For some damn reason to the show.
I don't drink it no more though.
He doesn't
before Magic. That's horrible. Don't do that. Don't drink wine before Magic.
Jesus Christ.
I learned that.
So happy. So happy I got him to stop doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we. We may see Gorillas of Destiny soon.
I would hope so. We'll talk about them, who we want to see them go up against later on.
I already know who I want to see them go up against. I want a Bullet Club versus the Elite match.
That's what everybody wants.
That's what we need.
We don't need that yet.
It's been since they've left.
Right now. We don't need it right now.
I know not right now, but whatever.
We can always get that later.
Okay.
Let's play the long-term
that's
game
fine.
Here.
So, we have Switchblade right now. We also had Kenta come in to play, who is also Bullet Club.
Mm-hmm.
Kenta's come over. Switchblade's now over.
I think Tama has a bit of an ego thing going on.
Why would you call it an ego thing?
He does. Okay, he does. Because he knows we want him. We want him and his brother over here.
Yeah.
But he knows it. He's like, you know what? No.
Bad luck, Fale.
We got Switchblade. We got Jay White.
And also the other Bullet Club members have come over to Impact as well.
Yes.
We've gotten a fuck ton of wrestlers from New Japan come over to Impact and AEW as of late. But there's one that just put his ring into the hat that I popped in my little seat at my house because I wasn't expecting this. So, on the last episode of Dynamite, there was a vignette that was played, and it was from the man, the legend, Tanahashi.
Grace?
Yes. And he was like,
how you doing?
I'm a little bit bored right now, and I think I want the IWGP U.S. Championship. I'll see you guys soon.
Uh-oh.
And then he just left. And I'm over there like, Tanahashi! Microphone's like, oh,
that's,
okay.
That's Archer, isn't it?
Huh?
That's Lance Archer?
Yeah, right now it's Lance Archer.
I don't want to play against Lance Archer.
But later that night, Jon Moxley came back, and he was like, I'm pissed that I lost my title, but I heard Tanahashi is coming over with his stupid haircut. I want to punch his face. So I think at All Out, we're getting Jon Moxley versus Tanahashi.
So you just gonna leave Archer out of this?
He has his own thing that he's going through right now.
He has the belt.
He has the belt. But they both have to go through each other.
I'd say throw it a three-way. Give him a three-way.
Why would you put Tanahashi in a three-way?
Because people want to see Mossy and Tanahashi makes a good thing. But Archer is the champion right now.
Archer is the champion, yes.
So it has to, you know, see, he's playing Charlotte Flair right now.
Oh, no, wow.
He's the champion, but nobody.
Let's not get into that. Yeah, Lance Archer is going to have a good run. They're going to feed him a lot of people, but I don't think they're going to feed him Tanahashi yet.
He's not getting that win.
If
Tanahashi,
I can't even say that with a straight face right now, but yes, I don't think they're going to give him Tanahashi yet.
No, Tanahashi's a big name, though.
He's a huge name, especially even with American wrestling.
Yeah, he's a Japanese John Cena, like I said.
Correct. So.
Well, a lot more moves.
Where Tanahashi goes, you already know who I'm thinking is coming over to face Kenny.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is it the coin man?
Huh?
The coin guy?
The coin guy.
Yeah.
Okada?
Yeah.
He called him the coin guy. So, yeah, so I want Okada. I would like Kenny Okada.
No,
like, what is it,
no
five?
More. We don't need no what more is it, Okada.
Five, six,
Kitty.
Six stars?
Exactly. We don't need no more of that. They had their go.
But think of the pop.
Man, it would be nice. But I literally sat there and seen every one of their matches, which is an hour. It's more than an hour long, by the way.
Each match.
Yeah, I seen it. It was great. It's great matches, but we're done. We're done here. Okay, it's time to move on.
I don't think we are. if Tony Khan had enough pull to get Tanahashi, if New Japan was like, yeah, we'll see you guys, Tanahashi.
I honestly think CM Punk is bigger than Tanahashi.
I don't care about that. I'm talking about as in like Japan sending over wrestlers. They've been sending over wrestlers for him for a bit.
Yeah.
But they gave him Tanahashi. You don't think he can get Okada?
Of course.
You don't think he can get Naito? You don't think he can get Ibushi?
Oh, boy, listen. Naito?
Oh. Naito comes back. Because, all right, Andrade, this is more of future stuff that we're going to get into for what we think will come or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Andrade is now over in AEW. If him and Naito connect.
Oh, but they're pretty much kind of the same.
No. I'm saying, like, because he's saying that everybody works for Andrade. He has a lot of friends. What if Naito is one of those friends for Los Innobles de Japón? Like, I can't ever say it.
Badly.
Don't kill me, Naito.
L.I.J.
Yeah, what if he brings L.I.J. in because that's his friends?
Man, you're fantasy booking now.
That's what the hell we do with the Forbidden Door. That's all we do. It's fantasy booking.
But the thing is, it can happen.
It can happen.
It can happen now. You know what I'm saying?
It is
like that.
All possible.
Yes.
Through
freaking Punk and Brian is available.
So, that's my thing. Like, if they're all available, where do we go next? So, remember how I said that Punk was probably going to come out All Out because he was the Chicago show, but now they're a little bit worried. Tony Khan just announced that their second show, Rampage, is doing a Chicago show now.
Oh, gosh.
And I think it's like August 11th or 17th. It's like the second Friday. Yeah, it's like the second or third Friday in August or something like that.
Okay.
So what if they pull the trigger early and pull CM Punk on Rampage? That's why I asked, where would you want Brian to show up?
It's hard to kind of do that because I don't know how they want to do Brian.
So here's what they tease.
It seems like they're debuting somebody every month.
They are. They really are. And I don't know how
like
y'all
big names.
I don't know how y'all keep up with it because like when I'm watching it with my girlfriend, she's like, "This is a lot of people."
I'm mad.
I don't know how
that too. By the way,
what
about you? Really went. You literally went ghost. Okay, and I'm seeing pictures. I'm like. And nothing to me. You said, you know what, next week I'm just going to be with my girl. I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe we'll just, you know, say something, but nothing. I just saw pictures.
We were at verbal lessons.
I saw pictures.
Yeah.
I had no communication from you. I even said, you know what, hey, we'll talk about this later.
Okay.
We'll talk about this later, sir.
Okay.
I am upset.
You're going to be even more upset, but yeah. What?
We'll talk later.
Okay.
Talk later.
So, what they teased or what they set up was Darby Allin was saying that he's going to be at Rampage, and he'll fight anybody, even if they're the best, even if they call themselves the best in the world.
Yeah,
so Darby Allin versus CM Punk. Would that excite you?
It would, but I think they're going off the rumors, and that is smart to do.
They are. They're playing off. They're making their own rumor mill. They're making their own dirt sheet.
I feel like that's really smart to do. That means they want people to, you know, check in on Rampage, see what the hell Darby Allin's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he didn't say nothing about CM Punk.
He just said, even if you think you're the best in the world.
That could be anybody calls themselves best in the world, but obviously we know
who else called themselves the best in the world.
Chris Jericho did.
It was Jericho. He's the best there. He's the best in the world
at what he does.
At what he does, and that was the whole thing between him and CM Punk.
Yes, but Punk and Darby. I don't want to see him on Rampage. I don't really care for Rampage right now.
Rampage didn't come out.
I don't care for it. I don't have my interest.
Somebody called it WCW Thunder.
Ooh.
They said, I loved it.
It was a good video game, though.
Oh, okay.
Get that out. PlayStation 1, if you still have it.
Mm.
WCW Thunder. But Rampage is just that haven't sparked my interest. I feel like they're getting too many people.
So here's the thing. AEW Dark is their developmental. What is Rampage going to be? What is it? Just like a secondary home? Is it their SmackDown? Is it the B show?
Yeah, we're gonna have to get rules on that or something. But is it going to be a draft? You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, there's never going to be a draft. Oh God,
AEW draft.
Yeah, AEW draft. Jesus.
Don't do that, please. AEW, don't do that. Don't do that. But will they be exclusively on Rampage?
No, everybody's going to float because that's what they're. So, if you think about it, AEW has four shows now. They have Dynamite, Dark Elevation, and now Rampage.
Okay.
The roster is kind of spread thin.
I don't think they need another show. I think one show a week is good for one main
TNT
show.
Our Turner Network wants another show. That's why they're doing. They want another show.
Man,
because they originally wanted them to do Dynamite like Raw. And make it 3 hours.
No,
and Tony Khan was like, no.
Yeah, no. We don't need that.
Yeah, he was like, add a third hour to Dynamite. And he was like, how about we just give you another hour show?
And now they want more.
Well, no. Because Dark and Dark Elevation are YouTube shows.
Yeah.
That
don't count. Oh,
that doesn't count.
So you're talking about television.
Yeah, television show. I actually expected them to move Dark to television.
That's what I thought. And they would want another show. Just take that.
Yeah, but apparently they were like, "Nah, that's what we're going to leave that as our proving ground or whatever."
See, they're doing too much. WWE's doing, man. They're doing too much.
But here's the thing with that: like, a lot of the people on Dark aren't ready for TV yet.
Okay,
that's their way to show that they're ready for TVs, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean,
now here's what I would say. They need to make a Rampage champion.
So two champions.
Nah, like it's another mid card. They only have the TNT title for mid card.
So like a mid card title?
Yeah, it's the secondary mid card.
So it's a mid card show.
I wouldn't say all of that because we're putting CM Punk on there allegedly.
You're sprinkling your little season on it. I don't want him on Rampage. No seasoning for me, sir. I want him on the start on the A show. I want him. I wouldn't even have him wrestle. I have him manage.
Why would?
For one, I don't think he's ready. Unless he's been training.
Yeah,
I don't think he's ready.
Why would he sign a wrestling contract if he hadn't been training?
You know he wants to announce.
No,
that's what he wants. He wants Excalibur out of there. Okay, and do that. I want chicken too, though. That sounds good. That sounds good. But yeah. I honestly don't think. Like he did last time, he came back in backstage. He didn't wrestle. Okay, I don't think he wants to.
To quote someone from literally like 20 minutes ago, that was a really bad move. That was the worst move he could make.
It was a bad move, yes it was.
Mm.
It was a bad move.
He didn't even wrestle. Literally your words.
I just don't think he's ready.
Oh.
That's just me, unless he's been training. I just don't. Well, he don't post on Twitter anyways.
That's the thing. You don't have to post everything to show people that you're...
So I don't know if he's ready or not.
That's the thing. You're not supposed to know.
I guess that's the point, huh?
Yeah.
That's the point here. Rampage, I guess I would have to see. Just like the first episode of SmackDown wasn't all that great.
Oh, wow. You're going there?
I just have to see. Yeah, well, obviously, they're going to polish it up real nice before they even present it.
Of course they are. Of course they're going to polish it up. Why would they put it out there with nobody?
Well, because that's what they did with SmackDown.
Wow.
It was a Raw setup just without the Raw.
Wow.
Redness. Red Raw.
All right, so moving forward in the docket, we actually are going to go across the fence, go back to my home field advantage.
Oh, God. There you go.
Hey, man. Hey. All
right, we have a justice now.
That's him. This is our ambiance. Okay?
Hey. Hey.
Don't get down. No, you don't get down.
They put him down.
All right, moving over to the other side of the pond. We're going to be talking about WWE now. Woo!
Yay. Hooray. Tribal Chief.
Wow. That is something I probably would want to talk with you about, but I don't know if you care about it.
What?
Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns. Finn Balor, because currently Roman was being challenged by John Cena.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
And he was like, I want to fight you at SummerSlam. And Roman was like, no. And then Finn Balor was like, I want to fight you at SummerSlam. And everybody was like, yes. And Roman was like, all right, I guess. So we have Finn Balor versus Roman. How do you feel about that?
It depends what they're going to do with that. Obviously, so, I feel as though Finn is going to lose.
Oh, yeah, he's going to lose. Roman's been running through everybody. But Finn is, here's what they have teased. Randomly on the WWE website YouTube page, It has been showing the feet. The demons. What? Oh, no dinosaurs. It's the demons' greatest matches, and we haven't had the demon.
Well,
that's all Vince knows, man.
I'm glad you admit it.
But I would love to see the demon, though. No. I really want to see the demon. We've been deprived of the demon for like 2 years,
yes,
bro.
Keep him away from us.
The last time he fought the demon was like with Baron Corbin randomly at Backlash. It's Bobo.
See, he doesn't like Roman Reigns either. He just said it. That's what I heard.
That's not what I heard.
I don't like Roman. Hey, Justice, I don't like Roman Reigns either. See?
Is it okay?
Exactly.
You like Roman Reigns?
Yeah. Ooh, debunked.
See, everybody acknowledges the tribal chief.
Stop it.
Acknowledge him.
I'm done. No, I don't want to. Him and his blue belt.
Oh, wow. You're upset with the blue belt?
Yes, I am.
Would you rather it be red?
No. I'd rather be black. like a regular championship.
What do you mean black like every regular championship? The TNT championship is green, white, and red right now.
Well, it goes with Miro.
Oh, no, that goes with the...
All right.
Huh? Yeah. No, no. You want the headphones?
Yeah.
Okay, he wants the headphones.
Oh, then we got to go in the Octagon, though. Oh, you're talking about those. What's in it? Can you hear it? Can you hear this?
Can you hear me?
Hey, Justice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, good. I can't hear me.
You can't hear nothing?
Well, he can hear us.
Okay, that's good.
What do you mean?
That's good.
All right.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Roman Reigns.
Oh, yes, Roman Reigns. But no, he's got a new theme song now, so I can't. That's not even a joke anymore. But yeah, he's been running through everybody. So now he's going to fight John Cena, hopefully. What's that face?
Is it falling?
Yeah, he's going to fight John Cena, hopefully.
But he already done that before.
But this is the Tribal Chief fighting John Cena. That's totally different.
But last time, didn't Roman win? Yeah, he won. Roman won last time.
Yeah, I think he did. But that was face Roman Reigns.
What's the difference? He's going to win this time.
Well, this time he's a douchebag, and that Roman Reigns is...
He's already beaten him.
That's also the other reason why he said he doesn't want to fight Cena anymore.
Yes, he already beat him. He doesn't need to beat him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He has nothing to prove. Cena literally came out, did his little.
But you also have to remember, Cena is 16-time champion. He wants that 17.
Oh.
Yeah, he's tied with Ric Flair right now. He wants to be the man.
Well, isn't that Charlotte? Isn't she like 13?
Wow, no, she's like 12, 13, I think, right now.
She's like 32.
All right, so here's reason why we were talking about WWE.
What?
That's
it. You say it.
Yeah.
Just say it. Okay. Say, I don't like Roman Reigns.
See, that's not even in his vocabulary.
That's not. I spent it too much. I really did. I'm sorry. Justice. I understand.
The reason why we started talking about WWE is because I wanted to talk with you about the Karrion Kross call-up.
Was it that? Was that what it was?
It's a call-up because he's...
I thought it was a dark match.
Still the No. He's still the NXT champion. Oh, you have... Oh, forget. You don't watch the product.
No, I know what happened.
Okay, you know what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So, for those who don't know what happened, Karrion Kross has been getting tryouts for WWE. He's been fighting on Main Event, and he's also been fighting dark matches and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So, they called him up on the Raw after Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And he fought Jeff Hardy as NXT champion.
He was NXT champion. He must have put him over, right?
No. Jeff Hardy beat Karrion Kross in 1:42. Yeah.
You mean the monster champion that's on NXT?
The man who has been undefeated for the last 7.5 months.
He lost to Jeff Hardy on Raw.
He lost to Jeff Hardy on Raw in 1:42.
What? Is it? Are they doing a thing because he didn't have his valet?
Here's the thing, what people are saying. Some people saying it's a message to NXT.
Mm-hmm. Try to put it back on your ears.
And there's some people are saying that they're showing them that they don't really care about NXT.
You think that's what it is?
They literally just let their champion get beat by a man who hasn't been on TV in three months, and he beat him in 1:42. Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Yeah, that's a statement there.
Yeah, and also everything else that you've seen with a lot. Yes, it's my face. Everything you've seen with a lot of the other NXT call ups, such as like the other person we're going to talk about, Keith Lee. So Keith Lee disappeared around February
for no unknown reason.
At first, we knew that Mia Yim caught COVID. So we were like, okay, they live together. He has to be off TV as well. But then, Mia Yim was fine. And he still didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mia Yim came back for Retribution.
Mm-hmm.
But Keith Lee didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know where he went for months. And there was talks that it was a health issue. But we didn't know. But then there were other talks that it was just a creative issue. But they say that there wasn't any issues with creative.
It has to be issues with creative.
No.
It has to be from what we've seen.
That's a different story. Mm. So the thing is with Keith, they've changed him so much from when he was on the NXT roster as double champion. Mind you, as the North American champion and the NXT champion,
mm-hmm.
at the same only person to ever do that,
mm-hmm.
only man to climb that mountaintop,
mm-hmm.
and they put him in not even a mid card spot, bro. Like he's
the guy.
Yeah, that's
he's
awesome.
He's like what are you hovering asking? Above. He's hovering above 24/7 championship.
Oh God. No, not Reginald.
Yeah, Reginald.
Reginald status.
And
justice.
He honestly, it baffles me because we have issues with him because Because we changed his ring appearance.
He had a skirt at one time.
He had a gladiator.
Okay.
Gladiator shorts. Gladiator shorts, mm-hmm. not a skirt. We changed his ring appearance. We changed his ring moveset.
Yep.
He even had to go back to development for big man training for some reason.
He doesn't wrestle like a big man.
It was him, Braun Strowman, I want to say a couple other big dudes.
Oh, Baron Corbin?
Yeah, no, Baron Corbin didn't have to go.
I remember this whole thing. I remember this.
It was like a good group of big...
Otis?
Otis did have to go. Osmos, the big tall guy with AJ Styles.
Almost.
Yeah, almost. Mm-hmm. He had to go. And like I think a couple other people, they were being trained by, I want to say like Kevin Nash and a couple other people. I don't know. It was very weird, but they changed his entire moveset. And he no longer does the Tope Con Heroes. He no longer does any of the big moves that made him a star in NXT.
Well, I'm on the fence on this whole situation.
What do you mean you're on the fence? How can you be on the fence?
I'm on the fence. The wrong reason I say...
Fence your face.
Oh, I just feel like if everybody's going to do those things, I mean, there's no point to do them. You know what I'm saying? You're not different from Ricochet. You know what I'm saying? Or
that's the thing. You know what makes him different from Ricochet?
He's bigger. Yeah, but... Yeah, I get that, but all big men are doing that really nowadays.
Are they? I'm not doing that.
You know what I mean.
I'm not doing that.
Spot monkey big men.
Like whom?
Well, I don't know. Keith Lee.
That's who we're talking about.
Who else?
I'll give you one. Jeff Cobb.
Jeff Cobb does that as well. I'm trying to think now. Now you got me. What's the guy with the smiley face?
Smiley face.
Smiley. Is his name Smiley?
The yellow man.
Whatever.
Assassination Classroom.
No, I love him. By the way, mm-hmm. I love that anime. Anime's good. Take care of me on that. But I guess I just big men doing that is just if you see a big man that's going to wrestle, you kind of expect you already kind of know what he's going to do.
Do you?
But him not doing that, he's basically wrestling like a cruiserweight.
Yeah, he's wrestling at like he should be on 205 Live.
Yeah, but he's 405.
Right, like, he's like 355.
Yeah, exactly. So it's good to see, but I can see how it can possibly hurt somebody.
I don't think it can hurt somebody, honestly.
If you do over the top rope splashes, and if you doing. Freaking! What's the thing Billy Kidman did? The freaking
shooting star.
Yeah, if you're doing that,
Kevin Owens does a shooting star and a swanton.
Kevin Owens isn't big as Keith Lee is.
Ah.
No. If you were doing a shooting star, that can hurt somebody. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it's just Keith Lee. It's just I don't know.
He's perfect. He's amazing. He's the GOAT.
But anyway, I like the way he wrestles. I love the whole Bask in My Glory thing. I love mm-hmm. that. I loved it. And then I like his gimmick. Oh, I love his character. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. But I just wish they did more with
it. I got the greatest little compliment. I came home after Keith Lee debuted on Monday Night Raw. My sister was like, I saw a man who looked like you on television. I was like, yeah, I do look like Keith Lee.
Please.
Mark Henry is my wrestling dad. Keith Lee is my wrestling uncle now.
Uncle, oh noted. My goodness. You gotta get a picture of both of them.
Oh yeah, I already have Mark Henry. I gotta get Keith Lee now.
No, together. It has to be a goal.
Oh my God, how will we ever get them together?
Yeah,
the Forbidden Door.
This is the start of your anime.
The Forbidden Door.
Faye Jackson.
Oh, it probably would be Faye Jackson that had them together, and I would be like, "Can I get a picture while you're here?"
Sure, why not?
Jesus.
Boom. I like it.
I love it.
We still need no news though.
Don't get us on her shit list.
She's on my shit list right now.
Okay,
Faye's on my shit list.
The thoughts and opinions.
No, we're together.
The
on this.
Dashing Cam do not
team.
Reflect Kiss
what
It
to Kiss?
And
what
You
to that?
Filthy Casual Podcast.
What happened to that? Thought we was a team.
I am not getting on Faye Jackson's bad side.
I bet you won't get on her bad side.
All right. Okay. But yeah, but Keith Lee has come back, and he was immediately put in a match with Bobby Lashley as an open challenge. Good. And he lost.
On his debut back?
On his debut back.
No.
In Texas.
No.
In his hometown.
Oh, that's WWE all. Yeah, honestly, that did not surprise me. Did you see my face? I was like, okay. Yeah, okay. They never let you in your hometown.
Titus O'Neil will always be the pinnacle of peak WWE rubbing your face. Titus O'Neil lost an Intercontinental title match in front of his children on Father's Day at a pay-per-view, which I feel was in Tampa.
I think it was.
Actually. If it was in Tampa, it would be horrible.
I think
but,
it was.
Yeah.
I remember reading about it.
It was like, and that was all because he bumped into Vince McMahon backstage for some, or some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, he lost.
Vince was and not having it.
He lost an IC title match to Rusev at the time, I believe it was.
Yeah.
To Rusev in front of his sons.
Front row.
Yeah, because put in the storyline, watching their father get trounced.
He got destroyed.
On Father's Day. At a pay-per-view, yeah. Possibly in Tampa.
I think that was his last pay-per-view.
That was his last pay-per-view. No, he did the Saudi Arabia one afterwards. But that was his
singles match in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah. I think that was his last singles match. I will agree with that. Oh, no.
They censored it. They censored the can.
So you brought a can. No, no monetization banks.
No, sir. You ain't getting kicked off today.
Mm.
Got you.
But yeah,
that's sad, man. Yeah, you're never gonna win in your hometown, Rich.
Never. That's one of those tropes. You're never gonna win in your hometown.
Don't expect.
Which sucks. But here's the thing: they did right by Karrion Kross the next week, but they did wrong by Keith Lee.
Okay.
So they basically were gonna run it back with him and Jeff Hardy, right? But Jeff Hardy caught COVID.
Did he?
He did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he caught COVID, and they were like, he can't wrestle for a bit. So, what did they do? They send out Keith Lee to fight Karrion Kross.
No, man, no. You put yourself in a corner.
Right? And
somebody got to lose twice.
And it was Keith. But here's what was supposed to happen. Jeff was supposed to beat Karrion Kross again. And Keith was also still supposed to lose that night.
So Kerry got him. He had a win because of technicality?
Because they didn't know what else to do, and Jeff had COVID.
What's the point of him losing to Jeff again?
We don't know.
Jeff has nothing going on. Unless they plan him to go to the title.
So people have been like, Jeff Hardy is my NXT champion. That's what people have been saying for the last couple
that's
weeks.
Sad.
Jeff Hardy is my NXT champion right now.
Oh my God, bro. So that's the only person Kross lost to?
Yeah, he's literally been undefeated since he's come to WWE. Only reason why he lost the title is because he tore his shoulder fighting Keith Lee.
Oh my God. Wow, dude.
He has literally been undefeated since coming to WWE. He even won his main event matches. He even won his dark matches. But as soon as you put him on TV, Vince is like, you know what he needs? Two losses.
To Jeff Hardy. Who has nothing going for him right now. Except for COVID.
Jesus Christ, Cam. What the...
You say he had it, right?
He does have it. Hopefully he makes a speedy recovery. He'll be back in a couple weeks.
Obviously. I want to be known, Cam. Yes, I don't want you to have it, but you have it. Okay, you shouldn't have been Kross at all. He had a whole thing going for him.
He did. He had an amazing run. We've fed him every single NXT wrestler that we can. We gave him Keith Lee. We gave him Finn Balor. We gave him Adam Cole. We gave him Kyle O'Reilly. We've given him Johnny Gargano. We've given him Tommaso Ciampa. We've given him Dominik Dijakovic. We gave him everybody that we could think of. And they've kept him so strong. He's now about to fight Samoa Joe.
Kross?
Yeah.
Wait, is Joe's wrestling?
Joe's wrestling. I didn't put it in the docket, but Joe came on NXT without a suit on after Karrion Kross choked him out at the last pay-per-view.
Uh-oh.
And he was like, Karrion, I'm here to beat your ass. And Karrion was like, I'm not here, bitch.
And then he went cat and mouse the whole night. And at the end of the night, he beat up William Regal and left the stadium. So Joe came back the next week with a clipboard in his hand and just walked to the ring. And he said, "Regal, get out here." So Joe had three pieces of paper for William Regal. He said, "I know that you're going to fire Karrion Kross." And I say, "No, don't fire him. Do something worse." And he was like, "Joe, you can't do this." He said, "I have three pieces of paper. And I just need you to sign them. First piece of paper is my official resignation as a WWE official and administrative member. I quit." Throws it in his face. Second piece of paper is a reinstatement to me as an active roster wrestler.
I bet I got a pop.
It did.
I bet, yeah.
Signed it. And he said, "The last piece of paper I need you to sign is making a match between me and Karrion Kross at TakeOver 36 for the NXT Championship."
Are they at 36 already?
Sign it. Yep.
Jeez.
Signed it.
So it's official.
It's official. Joe is back, and Joe's going to kill him.
Well, listen, our last visual of Joe on...
was in a poncho at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so, man, this honestly, I don't see why they can't go from NXT to the main roster correctly.
Vince,
every person after Kevin Owens has been botched. Garbage. Yes,
has been completely.
What happened?
he's putting the right people for him, but the wrong people for the product around him.
Elaborate.
So he has Kevin Kahn, and he has Laurinaitis. He has Bruce Pritchard.
Oh, okay.
He has, I think Kevin Dunn is gone, but he has like all these people who are old mind, old school, like, "Oh, this is amazing" type. Yeah, Vince. Like, yeah, around him. And he also... has the mindset that nobody wants to be a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're literally handing him superstars.
Yeah.
I don't know what, because he has this thing that nobody on the main roster is a superstar. Nobody out here has the same presence as a Stone Cold or Rock or this, that, and the third, but they all have their own presence in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing he doesn't see. Because when he was like, "There are no superstars," we had Becky Lynch at the height of being the man. We had Seth Rollins as like the fucking Kingslayer. We had Roman Reigns. We had Dean Ambrose. We had people who were there. People who were ready to just take the wheel, get that freaking ring that Scorpio Sky pulled down,
the donut,
the Sonic ring. But yeah, they were ready, and he just kept saying, "There are no stars, there are no superstars here."
Like, and it's that was good impersonation.
It's just, it baffles me on how far up his head is in his ass, because you have literal superstars. People are going crazy for around the world, and you don't push them where they need to be pushed. Because Rusev should have been
on. He didn't grow them. That's what it is.
He didn't grow them. Triple H grew them.
Yeah, he didn't grow them. He grew The Rock.
Yeah, he grew them personally. He grew The Rock, Stone Cold personally.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't see it if he doesn't do it.
Yeah, these people that's already known, who are these guys? I don't know them. So
I don't know who this Tyler Black is. Yeah. What is this?
He looks like a Seth. Seth to me.
He's like a Seth. We did it. We survived the Justice Storm.
Did we?
We did.
Okay.
Well, literally two-thirds of the show is probably, probably trash. It's so surprising that nobody's in the chat right now.
It sucks. It really does.
It's fine. It's fine. I tried to like, yeah, everybody in the chat, like for the people on the audio, ain't nobody in this goddamn chat.
That's fine.
Just that's be fine. 100 with it. It's
These
fine.
These people are audio listeners. You know what I'm saying? When you put it up, Mm-hmm. And then people over across the pond will listen to it.
No, he's so geeked because I showed him the geographic stats for the last episode.
Hello, people from across the pond. Hello.
This is going to be on a new feed, so you better get to that. That was my good graces of my Babo's Block audience.
Babo's Block.
Yeah, my Babo's Block audience is literally global.
Okay.
So yeah.
We were at Keith Lee's destruction.
No. We were talking about
and Samoa Joe.
Oh yeah, we're talking about Samoa Joe.
Cross.
Yeah. So I would love Samoa Joe to be 3-time NXT champion. That's what we're talking about. NXT call ups, why they suck.
Yeah.
But I would love Samoa Joe to be a 3-time NXT champion.
I'm really upset that he had to go back to NXT.
So Vince wasn't allowing him to be cleared to wrestle. He was cleared by his doctors. He was cleared by a couple of other medical professionals for a second opinion. Mm-hmm. But he was not cleared by WWE doctors under orders of Vince. Because he had to have surgery on his bridge of his nose. Like, I remember it well. He had to have surgery here because over the years, he just never did anything about it. And with this facial structure, it was just getting hard for him to breathe. And then he also got injured, I want to say, in his hand or something like that. Something simple. And Vince was like, nope, no more. That's it.
Yeah, too many injuries to get you on Vince's bad side.
Chelsea Green. Yeah. Chelsea Green. But that, again, that was Mr. a Kennedy. Bad shake. Huh?
I said Mr. Kennedy, too.
Yeah, Mr. Kennedy. He got injured. He got hurt. But these people live amazing lives, though. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Samoa Joe is NXT champion. I can see it. So Cross can officially go full time.
Yeah, go full time on the main roster.
Yeah, I can see
which
that,
will be probably the worst decision in the world.
For him.
For him. Because,
yeah,
like,
for him, yeah.
Triple H tried so hard to keep them. But after the releases, they needed new blood to reinvigorate, especially with those going back on the road and all that stuff, reinvigorate the roster because the women's division in NXT was stacked. Like, it was amazing. You had a lot of great matches out of that division. It's even through the pandemic. We had an all-women's War Games.
It was good.
Like, and you couldn't do that on the main roster. Like, you couldn't do that at all.
I'm just happy they got Mandy Rose.
That's in NXT?
Yes.
Why?
Because she's the perfect embodiment of what a woman wrestler should be.
No, she's not.
In development.
You know what the perfect embodiment of a woman wrestler should be right now?
Mandy Rose.
Rhea Ripley. Shayna Baszler.
Lost to Charlotte.
What?
Didn't she lose to Charlotte, didn't she?
So that was on Indy Hartwell. Let's talk about the Indy Hartwell curse. Hartwell is the new curse now because there was a picture where her, Bronson Reed, and Rhea Ripley, all from New Zealand, all from all Kiwis, all Aussies and Kiwis, took a picture together, and they were like champions. Oh. And you remember the last time we did that?
What?
The New Day, Rich Swann, Sasha Banks, Black Excellence picture.
Oh.
And you remember the last time what happened after that?
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of them lost their title.
They sure did.
In concession.
That's true. That's true. I remember that.
So Indy invoked the curse, huh?
Did Rich Swann lose it to Pac?
Rich Swann lost it to Pac.
Yeah.
New Day lost it to, I forget.
Usos.
Yeah, they lost it to Usos, and they made Sasha lose to Charlotte. And it was literally like back to back to back. And I honestly was like, why would they do that? And when Indy did, I was like, again, no.
Yep.
Flashbacks.
Yeah.
Was like, don't celebrate your unity.
No, sir.
And it happened, Bronson Reed lost to Swerve. Indy and Candice lost to lost to Io Shirai and Zoe Starks, and then Rhea Ripley fucking lost to Charlotte Flair.
Happy man.
Oh, it was the
Just remember, don't take pictures celebrating your title wins.
If you have more than one friend and y'all all have titles, don't take pictures together.
Don't do that. No, don't. This is bad juju all around.
It is because people were upset about the Black Excellence one because they lost very quickly. Literally, Rick Swan lost that next night. New Day lost that next week, and then Sasha lost the week after that. And we were like, nigga, was this a message of like, don't ever leave Roman Reigns out of pictures? Because Roman was also champion at that time. And Roman was the only black person left out. But Roman's Samoan. Yeah. So it wasn't really, they were like, he's got melanin. Don't you leave my Romy out.
I need the event to say that he has melanin.
Black excellence, my foot. Samoan dynasty.
The bloodline must ring.
The bloodline over black excellence. So yeah, like and Roman was the only one who didn't lose his title. We were like, black people have every single title in WWE right now because that was the more heard of it. It was the last time that the tag team championships were unified, and when they lost, they made them split the belt up and they gave it to freaking. On the Revival, I want to say, or the Usos, somebody got the red Raw belts after the New Day lost their belts.
Probably the Viking Experience.
No. It was like, I want to even say it was the Revival or it was a white team. I remember that much. I was upset about it. They made sure there was no more black excellence.
By Ms. Morton.
Right? It was like the Miz and somebody or whatever.
I like Miz.
But yeah, like it was hurtful, dog. Like so when Indy did that, I was like, ooh, you invoked the curse, Indy. And sure enough, everyone's like, fucking Rhea, don't you lose to Charlotte. And then I watched that match when it started and she pulled a John Cena, held the title, looked at it, I said, Oh no.
You already know what happened. Seeing it go goodbye.
Saying your last goodbye to the title. She was like, I loved you. I was like, no.
You already know what's going on.
If you're being a longtime wrestling fan, you know the mannerism of certain wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And then because when you know you're winning, you come out boisterous, blah, 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 hold the title up high and all that stuff. When you know you're about to lose, you don't be giving a fuck.
And shake the crowd.
You walk over to the ref. Check me, ref.
Yeah, you. How long we got?
All right. When you say go home? Cool. Like.
Let's go.
You could see it on the. And John Cena was always the worst. You knew when John Cena was going to lose.
Yeah.
Because he did not care.
He was just all right.
I see. When it was him versus The Rock.
First of all, I want to say that was great booking. But
it was amazing Rock, booking. But Rock you could... Cena,
I'm happy The Rock won the first time because I would have been a very upset.
John's face when he walked out and he did the quintessential John Cena shit, held the title, looked at it. Here you go, ref. Are you saying this is the last time you're seeing it? Is that what's happening?
They had the arrow pointing down.
It was like, well, this is it, man. The champ is no longer here tonight. Like, oh my god.
But I like Cena's. I like Cena's return though.
Cena's return is needed.
Yes, badly.
I wouldn't even say badly.
Because I know it was badly. They need it. They need it.
Cena's return is needed because Roman has fought everybody. And we don't have The Fiend anymore.
Wait, are there two separate rosters still?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were going to set up Big E versus Roman, but then I think we're setting up Bobby Lashley versus Big E.
You think Big E's going to go for Bobby?
Oh, yeah. You didn't see what Bobby did to Kofi. Jesus Christ.
I did, actually.
Yeah, he destroyed Kofi.
They're not a team, really. No,
if the draft is coming up. The draft is coming up. Big E has the money in the bank. It would be stupid for them not to move him to Raw.
Go for Cross or Joe.
What?
Big E, go back to Langston. Why
would you tell him to go back? He already brought back the powder.
Okay. Then go back
he already brought back the powder. You better go big or go home.
Go back to the 5 count, baby. Big E.
I honestly do want him to go back to the five count, yes, sadly.
That was great. That was a great. You should do that.
Oh, man. Five count would be. Faye Jackson would beat my ass.
She's supposed to be sending news anyway.
Faye Jackson beat him to like I don't think you five count shit.
I don't think you would not like that, but that's fine. We can move on.
I would love to do a five count. I would love to do the five count. Yes. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I agree. I even do the extra two. You know,
oh, you do the extra two.
I'll do the extra two for you.
One, two, three, four.
Yes, yes. That would be great.
Oh, look, man,
you should actually do it, honestly.
Biggie, if you somehow get this clip, do the five count?
Please. He has other things he has to be worried about right now.
Man, I still can't believe this is a wrestling podcast.
It is not. It is not.
I can't believe this is a wrestling podcast.
It's not a wrestling podcast.
Well, our first show was at a live wrestling convention. Second show talked about WWE releases. Now we're talking about the Forbidden Door.
All right, here we go. I'm going to break all that up.
No.
Pokemon Unite came out. If you have a Switch, it's free. Check it out. Okay, boom. Gaming. We're done.
We're done
with gaming. See, now we're Brad.
The gaming corner. The gaming.
5 seconds with Kim.
Yeah. 5 seconds of gaming, blah blah. Oh my god!
But no, I like the way Biggie could be doing. I just don't like the goofiness still.
What do you mean? That's him.
I know that's him.
That's him.
But I'm used to him with AJ Lee.
That's the thing. Like he's no longer that person, man. He's evolved. But then
I can see him being taken serious. I know he can switch it. I know he can switch it too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When he
drops the straps in his own, bro.
Yeah, but he also does the
gyrate
and men meat touching men.
Yeah,
you know,
big old meaty men slapping meat.
Yeah, see?
Here's another thing.
Well, what is it?
Bobby Lashley is fighting Goldberg.
Oh yeah, that is right.
What if they let Goldberg beat Bobby and then Big E gets his dream match?
Or he cashes in on Goldberg.
That's what I'm saying. That's his dream match. Big E versus Goldberg.
It is. I really did say that. That's right.
That's his dream match.
I wouldn't be mad at that at all just because that's his dream match.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Goldberg already defeated one black guy.
He beat The Fiend. He beat, like, who else?
I don't even want to talk about that.
Beat Kevin. Poor Kevin Owens.
I don't even want to talk about that either. Goldberg, it's a good pop to hear, but we know what's going to happen.
Goldberg.
It was nice and live. Yeah, it was nice.
Sadly, this is also the second time Goldberg has screwed over Keith Lee.
What's first?
Drew McIntyre fought Keith Lee for the title. Drew won. Goldberg came out, challenged Drew. Now Drew fought Bobby Lashley. Keith fought Bobby Lashley. Keith lost. Goldberg came out.
You just need to just turn heel on Goldberg.
I feel that there's a Goldberg versus Keith Lee beef.
Yeah,
slowly brewing.
Yeah, just go ahead and hit him. Goldberg, he. Oh, I already know what's going to happen.
And the thing is, like, they do Keith in the worst way because, like, they'll have Keith lose and laying in the fucking ring, and then Goldberg's music hit and Keith Lee disappears.
He comes all slow with the smoke in his nose. The whole gimmick. Oh, look at Loki. Oh, give it to me.
Yeah. And we've traded a baby for a dog.
He's so good.
But he's way more quiet.
I don't know, is he?
Yeah. He only barks on the door to get knocked
out. What if I knock on the wood?
He sees you. He's not stupid.
Okay, maybe you're right.
But yeah, Goldberg, this is the second time he's done this to Keith Lee. I need Keith to get some retribution, bro.
He needs a break, bro.
Who, Goldberg?
Keith Lee. He needs a wrestler. Like, he can go to creative, like, listen, y'all. What's something going on?
Like, so here's the thing with Keith Lee. He says there is something going on, and he's going to tell us when the time is right. But literally, I think yesterday or like or this week, he was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to tell the story myself. And he said, I'll let y'all know when it's time.
See, yeah, he's under that debit. He can't say
what
he can't.
I know he can't say what he wants, but
so
is he
going to let his contract expire?
I don't think he's going to let his contract expire. I think he's going to, I hate to say, ask for his release.
They ain't going to give it to him.
With Vince.
Well, no, they are releasing people now.
So. Yeah, Vince would probably give it to him. But, like, that would be the dumbest thing ever.
Keith Lee?
Yeah.
Honestly, he belongs.
He's literally he's a champion already made, bro.
I loved him, bro.
I still love him.
Wrestling, but it's just, I feel like they got him. They just try to doll him up for TV.
What do you mean doll him up? Dumb him down.
Yeah. I mean,
dumb him down, bro.
Him wear a gladiator skirt. I'm like,
yeah, he finally got to wear a normal singlet or a short and singlet set. And he has to wear a singlet. He never wears a shirt wrestling. He's way more confident than I am.
he didn't wear a shirt, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't wear a shirt. He just wore trunks. He nice. Just wore trunks.
You don't need abs.
Of course. He has fat abs. Yeah, you can see you can see the things.
I think Kevin Owens could go shirtless if he really wanted to.
And that's the thing. Honestly, it was Kevin Owens who I based my wrestling attire off of. I wear the singlet with the shirt on top. Because Kevin Steen used to wear singlet, shirt on top. Mm-hmm. And he only wore the singlet just in case they told him to take the shirt off.
Gotcha. That makes sense. A lot of people don't want you to wear shirts while you wrestle, too.
Yeah,
FYI, if you want to become a wrestler.
Yeah. My promoter's always like, why do you have that shirt on? I'm fat. I'm fat, and I'm insecure about my body. That's why I wear a shirt.
Shirts are awesome, too. They're good for merch.
Oh, my God. They're amazing. Like, you wear your own merch.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
He has that on. Can I have it? Yes, you can.
It's over there.
It's over there for $20 plus tax.
Boom. We don't charge people tax. Don't let him lie to you. Yeah, I don't.
We should.
This nigga. But, yeah,
But I do see something about a Nikki, though, which I am curious about.
Let's get into the women's division. Please. So, Nikki Cross, the one call-up from NXT that's actually doing something with her life. She is now Nikki Almost a Superhero.
Is that what AASH stands for?
Yeah, Almost a Superhero. And she also won Money in the Bank.
Yep.
And then that next Monday, she cashed in on Charlotte and won the title. So, how do you feel about the Twisted Sister, Nikki Cross, in NXT, going from that to Alexa's best friend who gets her coffee, to now Nikki Almost a Superhero who dresses like a Disney Channel movie knockoff of Up, Up, and Away, winning the Women's Championship, and now being current title holder?
Well, first of all, I don't like the gimmick, obviously.
Another thing, the gimmick's not even for us, honestly. It's her gimmick.
Yeah, I know it's hers.
It's her gimmick for, like, her kid fan base.
I guess, you gotta look at it that way. WWE is mostly for kids. And
yeah, it's a show for kids that 30 to 40-year-old men write and watch.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. You gotta remember it's for kids, so there's a lot of stuff you're just not gonna like. Or you're just not gonna tolerate.
Yeah.
It's just the superhero thing. Shane Helms made it work because he made it
a comedic thing. Yeah. She's going straight up and down with it.
So she's, I'm a superhero and I'm gonna win.
She's like, I'm almost a superhero and I feel like
I can do anything. I forgot about the A.
Yeah, I'm almost a superhero, and I feel like I could.
What is almost a superhero?
She's not. She recognizes that she has zero powers. This is a costume just to make her feel better.
Oh God! I see what Jim Cornette. Why you always have headaches? Oh my God, bruh. No.
Yeah. Would she beat Shayna Baszler one time? And she was like, "I could do anything." I could almost be a superhero.
Whoa. She beat Shayna Baszler?
Clean.
In superhero outfit.
One time, no. Second time, yes.
Bruh, I don't know why you do it anymore. You need to come over to the other side, bro.
I'm happy.
We have Impact coming together.
I'm happy that AAA. She's happy.
We got AAA coming together. MPJW coming. AEW coming. GCW's coming together.
Oh,
we
oof,
have all of these people coming in one circle, and you choose the superhero. I'm almost a superhero. Winning over a badass fighting woman.
Yeah. She. I'm happy that she's happy. That's where I'm at this
point. That's where you at in life right now.
I'm happy. She's happy. Killian Dane's happy. She's happy. She did it her way. And if this is what you have to do to get on Vince's like side to be like, well, I guess we're gonna give the title to her. Like, do it, girl.
Well, okay. Unbiased thought. I did like her as the sanity.
The Twisted Sister.
Yeah, I liked her as that. I thought she would be great. I was happy that
you were.
I was kind of happy that Sandy got called up and she stayed.
Yeah. So she made her own lane.
Get the title.
She did not. But she made her own lane.
But she kept the whole gimmick going. So she I was did. Like, okay, that's cool.
And then when they brought her up and they made her Alexa's best friend.
Yeah.
It was a very weird face run because she had all of the sanity gear on.
But, and the music, right?
Yeah, but none of the mannerisms, and she was straight face. And then she started coming out to Alexa's music because, again, it didn't make sense for her to come out to Sanity's music.
Oh my God, bro. Well, I don't. For Nikki, I'm happy she has.
I'm happy she's happy.
I'm mad they gave Charlotte another title.
Here's the thing. This is the third or fourth time they've done it where Charlotte wins the title and immediately loses it.
They're sneaking numbers up.
Yeah, she's at 12 now.
Yes!
She's at 12.
Yes! And she had it for not even a day.
Not even a day. It wasn't even like 24 hours, bro.
But it counts. She can easily do fitness, beat Nikki and lose it again.
That's true.
That's true. And lose the rear end.
It's going to be a triple threat. For the title at the next pay-per-view.
So, is it really?
Yeah, it's her, Nikki, and Rhea.
Is Nikki winning? I don't know. Is she winning as of late?
Yeah, because she's almost a superhero. Of course superheroes don't lose on TV.
Have you seen Blank Man?
Well, that's... He wasn't almost a superhero.
What was he?
He was not a superhero.
just not a superhero. But I'm happy for Nikki. That's all I can say about
it. Yeah, man.
The transitional champion. Because I've been through
it. I don't even think it's a transitional champion thing.
We've been through it before. It's not a good feeling. Kidding.
Gang. It's the worst, Burr.
I wish you would have did it to Rhea Ripley at least. You know what I'm saying?
So, that's the thing. The whole Charlotte and Rhea thing was like either a disqualification or a count out. Something dumb. And that's when Rhea just snapped. And I think they're trying to turn Rhea heel. I don't know.
Why?
She's not good as a face.
She's not going to get...
she's not going to get booed, but she's not good as a face.
Yeah, she's... No.
Her attitude is perfect for a heel.
He's snoring in my lap?
Yeah.
Is he snoring?
He snores.
Huh.
I'm
asleep.
Yeah, and then he can fall asleep quick.
Loki is in my lap right now, snoring. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
Yeah, please don't.
You don't wake him up. Let him sleep.
Let him sleep.
Yeah, let him sleep.
All right.
Uh-oh. This nigga. But yeah, Rhea does way better as a heel.
I guess I like her whole presentation anyways.
Oh, yeah. Rhea Ripley is the epitome of the TikTok trend of I got three looks and that's it. A homeless man, a 12-year-old boy, and a hooker. Like, that's it. Like, sit. Have you seen Rhea Ripley's Instagram?
No.
Literally.
I follow her on Instagram.
I follow her. She has homeless man, 12-year-old boy, and a wrestler.
12-year-old boy?
Wow. That was the Indy Hartwell pic. She looked like a 12-year-old boy.
What is that? A hat backwards?
It's the haircut and all that shit.
Let me pull this up. I get her the haircut she be having.
Rhea Ripley. Boom, boom.
Why he's looking that up, guys?
Yeah.
Please. Take time to just think how bad the whole WWE thing is going on right now.
It's not bad at all, bro.
Just take the time to acknowledge. Not the tribal chief.
Homeless man.
Let me see.
Homeless man.
Okay. We're looking at pictures of
Rhea Ripley
right now on Instagram. I like Rhea Ripley. I feel like
I love Rhea Ripley. She's the greatest.
A new generation's Lita.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say Lita.
No,
I wouldn't say Lita. She's a little bit more edgier than that. Where is it? Know, Lita, oh, this is it.
Lita was edgy.
This was the cursed picture. 12-year-old boy.
I can see that.
12-year-old boy.
See the 12-year-old boy part of it.
And a hooker. Like, I got three looks, and that's it.
Let me see that one. I like that one.
It's her glammed up look. Yeah. It's her glammed up look, but she has three looks. Homeless man, 12-year-old boy, and a wrestler.
Like,
yeah, this is the cursed image. Everyone
don't show
in
that to me.
Everyone in this picture is no longer a champion.
We don't need those bad jujus.
We have to have belts first.
We're getting them, damn it. I promise you. Boniqua Bad Boys are coming for you. Alright.
They're not even the champs.
Who are the champions right now? Atomic?
Yeah, no, it's the Beast and Red Gym Mafia.
What's up with Red Gym Mafia? What's going on? Never mind. I don't want no beef with y'all.
You don't want the smoke.
We can wait.
Whenever you guys, yeah. And now if you give us Jimmy and Ryan, cool. Because we're doing round robin fucking
The Beast destroyed you, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey man, we don't talk about that shit.
Okay,
bro.
We don't gotta talk about it, but you know what happened. Exactly what happened.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to my Instagram and it's a few weeks back. Few weeks back.
You got it.
And Jesus Christ, I had to fight the Beast.
Yeah, you did.
And,
yeah, you did.
It just, if you look back at the video, the face that Cam made on the goddamn ring apron was priceless. He was just like,
oh my God.
Do the power up thing. Do the slaps. I was like,
bro, I went full face.
Do the slaps.
Get the crowd behind you, something, bro. This ain't gonna turn out good. And it did not.
It did not. I got choke slammed, dog. It was the worst.
Yeah,
oh man,
like the worst. It did. It got a pop though. The crowd liked it.
Oh man, yeah. We gotta get some belts on. But speaking of women wrestlers, women champions. I want to talk to you about Britt Baker.
All right. The best women's champion out
I wouldn't
now?
Say the best. No, let's not say all that. Let's not say all that.
Whoa. Who's better champion at right now than her?
Current NWA women's champion, I want to say, is Camille. Okay. If I'm wrong.
I think it is Camille.
Yeah, it's Camille.
Who dropped it? Thunder? No.
No, she, Serena Deeb.
Deeb.
Serena Deeb dropped it to Camille.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Camille's a good wrestler.
I love Camille.
I
enjoy everything
too.
About Camille.
She was nice. She's nice.
Yeah.
I like her old gimmick though.
The silent type?
No, I like the whole. No, I like that. I like that gimmick too.
Oh, the old. The football.
Yes, I like the football gimmick. Mm. It was nice.
Okay,
was
but like yeah, we're not talking about Serena. We're talking about Britt Baker.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think she's winning me over.
Britt Baker?
Yeah.
She ain't win you over already?
No.
Why not? The whole in the wheelchair with was it Ruby?
I hated it.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You hate it for real?
I hated it.
That's the best heel work a woman can do.
She's earned her chops as a heel. I will not deny that. She's done her job to make me hate her. I've just not been impressed.
Okay.
Even with the whole Iron Woman match and the bloody this and that and the third, cool. It's now that she has the title that I finally feel like, okay, I see what they're seeing.
All right, it took a title for you to see that?
No. It took that championship match for me to see that.
Okay.
Her having the title doesn't, like, honestly, she's another Darby Allin. The title doesn't make her.
Yeah. I agree.
Because she didn't have the title the whole time when she was battling Swole and all the other, like, Thunder Rosa matches and shit. Like, she didn't need the title then, but now she has it. They finally pulled the trigger, made her the women's champion.
I feel like she's Charlotte Flair to me.
She is.
I feel like she's the heel.
I will definitely agree to that. She is their Charlotte Flair minus 12 championship runs.
Yeah, this is her first.
Minus 86 championship runs.
But that's not a bad thing to
do. No, because
you can do your thing.
You can do whatever you want if you're Charlotte Flair, and you can lose and still be on top.
I've seen that happen with Charlotte Flair, yes.
I actually am very impressed that she got this fucking Dennis gimmick over.
Why? It was perfect. It hasn't been done. Well,
it's been done before.
Glenn Jacobs, how you doing? Kane, but the dentist thing, I like the whole glove thing.
It's the commitment for me.
Yeah.
It's the commitment of putting on the glove every time and doing that weird reverse mandible claw shit.
It's great because you're seeing them flail, bro, and she's literally just doing slowly, just doing the whole mouth thing. I was like, okay, that's perfect. The lockjaw
shit, yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect. And I like it. You can't go nowhere. You're struggling.
Yeah, you're already in a cross phase.
Yeah.
You're already in a cross phase, and then boom, you have to tap.
Because
she's literally pulling down on that right nerve here. Right in there. Yeah.
It's the mandible claw being used correctly. Sorry, Fiend.
No.
Okay. But it's the mandible claw being used correctly. The Fiend makes it look too much.
He makes it look like Sako without the sock.
Yes. Yes. I agree. I think he should have another finish, honestly. But we'll talk about
that. He does. He has Sister Abigail.
It's not... okay. I stand corrected. That's true. He still has...
Yeah, he's still Sister Abigail.
Which
now is Alexa Bliss's, but, you know.
Lily, you mean?
No. She's still Alexa Bliss. Lilith is her fiend or whatever. But just on the outside. Again, this is what the fuck y'all wanted. Y'all were the ones who were like, she should be Sister Abigail. She should be demonic. Like, it would be perfect. Now that we have it, everybody's like, this is stupid. Yes, it's stupid.
That's so true. This is stupid. Why did you listen to us?
Why did you listen to us? Like, that's what being a wrestling fan is.
Yeah.
Asking for something. Get what you ask for, hate it, and say, I want to go back to the
thing. It's the delivery. That's what
it is. It's always the delivery. Right? It's the execution. It's literally what you asked for. How else would they execute it?
We wanted it another way. You didn't do it.
What was the other way? Do you want to write the script? Do you want to put up the gimmicks?
I would love to be a writer.
No, please don't. This is why we hire comedy writers right now.
I wish I had a sound bite thing.
We'll get a stream deck one day.
Yes. You can use mine while I can.
Oh, Lord, this guy.
Yes, I would love a sound bite thing. Oh, my goodness. Because that would have been five buttons all at once. Oh, my goodness. Comedy writers. You're right. But the thing is, you're right. That's the sad part. You're right.
But wrestling fans never know what they want.
We don't.
But like I was saying, I honestly don't know what I want for Britt Baker. Like,
what you want for?
What you see is
what I want. I've seen rumors that she's getting Iconics.
I want that whole annoying stable.
I want the annoying stable. Them have the titles and just be annoying, like the Super Elite. They're annoying.
Here's the thing. AEW has too many fucking factions.
That's true. So does New Japan.
That's a problem. I wasn't saying it as a compliment.
It's literally gang warfare the whole time.
I wasn't saying it as a compliment. Like, I think that's... Wrestling fans feel like they want all the factions all the time.
Well, it's because...
We literally had a 10-man tag match. And even in that, all the people in the factions weren't used.
Listen... I was about to say, listen, we've been deprived from actual factions from WWE for so long. And
there's a reason. There's a reason.
Why is that? What's the reason, sir?
Do you see what's happening right now? Like, there's so many people.
We got Hit Row doing mixtapes at the entrance.
We also have the fucking, the Acclaim doing freestyle raps at the entrance.
That's a tag team.
That's not a faction. I'm talking about a faction. Nah, bro.
Okay.
If they can do freestyles, horrible freestyles at the entrance, Hit Row can do a fucking mixtape. They actually have a studio.
You know what faction really was underwhelming and I really was mad about?
What?
The League of Legends. The Wade Barrett.
Oh, Rusev, yes.
Sheamus. What was that called?
I don't remember
League
that.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, whatever.
No. It's, wow. League of Extraordinary. Don't you dare sully the name of that amazing Sean Connery movie.
Jesus. I love that faction, but it just...
It never went anywhere.
To get Roman Reigns over.
It was, technically.
Yes.
And it honestly should have been made to get Wade Barrett over. This is like his third try, bro. This is his third faction. He had the Nexus, then he had
which was great.
What was the other one after the Nexus? Core? The Core? And then he had the fucking League. I follow Wade
Barrett a lot, actually.
He has the League. Wade Barrett, please give him his little pop and acknowledge
he was,
him.
He was the X-Pac of the League, too.
What is this comparison to X-Pac all the goddamn time?
You know every fact
I love that. Sean Waltman, but what is... He always like, this is the X-Pac of this. He was the X-Pac.
You know, every faction has the one guy that always loses. D'Lo Brown was the guy for the Nation.
Wow!
I'm being serious here. It was Wade Barrett.
Sean Waltman. The views and opinions of the King of Queens do not reflect on the You Filthy
Xbox Sean Waltman went to the Three Kids podcast. Listen, I loved him back in the '90s and early 2000s. I really did like Xbox, but it is what it is. He always lost when it came to gang warfare. Don't make it sound worse than this, because, oh my God, stop it! You stop it right now. Listen,
my life is in shambles. I didn't want to bring attention to it. I was like, don't fall in the camera. It fell in the camera.
Well, at least Loki's still sleeping. Well, trying to be. He's trying to be. It's new to him.
I'm just gonna have somebody like redo all of these. It's just.
Are they falling?
They're falling.
Was it supposed to go there?
Yeah, it was supposed to go there. Leave me the fuck alone, bro. I'm gonna call in a professional, have them install them. I was like, I can do this for myself. Have nobody pay nobody. No, I can't do this shit myself.
You did a good job.
I'd shut up.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. All right.
Now, Britt Baker, she get 2 thumbs up for me.
I would say she gets a thumb up. She gets a thumbs up for me.
The best is yet to come for her.
I will agree with that. This is still early in her television career. Mm-hmm. I won't say this is early in her, like, wrestling. Yeah. This is early in her television career.
And I hope she get the Iconics.
I don't.
They will fit perfect. They're literally the same gimmick. It's the same gimmick.
That's why I don't want it.
What you mean fits? You don't want something that fits.
They're rudimentary...
You're the person that didn't like The Rock and Stone Cold when they went to WrestleMania. You're like, no.
What?
No, I wanted to see
Mankind. How did we even get there?
I went to Undertaker here.
Wow, Undertaker was at WrestleMania.
Triple H should have been in the main event, not Rock.
Wow, Mr. Okay.
That's how you were. Okay. I'm you right now. Triple H was the best. Rock and Stone Cold was the worst.
I'm sorry, Mr. I Love Repo Man.
And
oh man, all right, we got a couple more things to talk about.
Yeah, we do. What else you want to talk about?
So,
you want to talk about that?
Yes, I would just smash my elbow. We'll never be able to wrestle again. Just
I don't
see that.
Forbidden Door, yes. Still is the topic.
Nudes,
no, it's not the topic. Nudes are not the topic.
Oh, okay,
Forbidden Door is still the topic. We just had a major bloody Forbidden Door opened in AEW this week. This is the second or third televised death match they've done.
Yes, it was.
And this one was MDK All Day Nick Effing Gage versus Painkiller Chris Jericho.
Painmaker,
whatever.
Painkiller's a nice song, by the way. Yeah, all my metalheads out there.
Yeah. Painmaker Chris Jericho. Painmaker is a persona that he took on in New Japan to be more edgy and more douchebaggy. Yeah. So that was it, because he was like, oh, Rainmaker, I'm the Painmaker. That's probably what
it was. Honestly, I didn't really care for it.
Painmaker was a hilarious gimmick to me, but it was taken very seriously in Japan, and I appreciate them for that.
It was very short-lived.
He came right back to America after a few matches.
Yeah.
And that was like the start of AEW. He was Painkiller, and then boom, AEW. So we got, like, honestly, one of the bloodiest matches I've seen in a bit. And I saw midgets do a death match the other week.
Oh.
I'm sorry, little people. Apologies. I saw little people do a death match the other week.
Oh man, I forgot all about that.
Did you? How could you?
I was drunk. Remember?
You remember Huggy Cub? Yeah, man.
Papa was the name.
Oh man.
But yeah, man. Nick Gage, man.
They put on a show, and somebody said that Chris Jericho didn't win. MDK won, and Chris Jericho survived. And for the MDK fans, what is it, Murder, Death, Kill?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Murder, Death, Kill fans, you guys won. Mm-hmm. There was light tubes. There was glass plate panes being broken. There was everything. Like, legitimately, everything except barbed wire. Because the only reason why we didn't do barbed wire because we did the barbed wire last week with John Moxley and Lance Archer.
See, this is why. This is my take.
And I think Tax were also done last week.
Tax, Jesus. They're proven, AEW, when I say they're proven that they're an adult wrestling company.
Mm.
Okay? They're showing blood each week.
And that's a turnoff.
For you, okay?
For many casuals, because
for me, seeing blood shows that it's for adults. You know what I'm saying?
That's all it takes. Seeing blood is adults. Kids, get out of the room.
Because you know the norm was WWE. You know what I'm saying? And once they bleed, the match is over. But not over. But the match stops. So they start the bleeding.
Let's talk about a couple of things.
Okay, let's talk.
Two people got fucked up before this death match.
Mm-hmm.
One was Stu Grayson of the Dark Order.
Okay,
he did a springboard moonsault to the outside, hit his head on the concrete floor. I watched it. They never talked about it. I hope he's okay, Stu Grayson. Hope you're okay.
Oh, what?
He just kept going with the match. Because he went...
Yeah, demonstrate.
Springboard, moonsault. Bop, bop.
No. Did he stand back up?
He did. He got right back up and kept on fighting.
Well, that's a drilling then.
That was because him and Doc Gallows fought their way to the outside and fought their way back to the backstage. Mm-hmm. So I think he went straight to medical after that.
Probably.
I hope he did. Second person, FTR's Cash Wheeler. I don't know fuck what their names are.
Cash.
It was a Cash? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got something fucked up on his forearm, and he was just bloody.
Oh, God damn, what?
Yeah,
what
it was...
Got cut?
We don't know. It happened during one of the spots, and at the end of the match, Dax went out and checked on him, and it was four medical professionals around, him holding his arm like this, and nothing but blood.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
That's not good at all.
And, yeah... It's dangerous as fuck at AEW. Is that what you want?
Well, wrestling is a dangerous sport.
Oh, wrestling's a dangerous sport. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to explain to Tay that you got your fucking artery cut because you want to do a death match and a light pole.
Bro, watch the tape, babe.
I'm not, though. I remember last time I had to, I don't think he remembers, but I walked his girl, I want his fiance in. And to him getting a full V trigger to the face.
My first match?
Yeah, and it was so hard. It was just, I was like, yeah, he's wrestling now. Go see him. Opens door, V trigger. And she's like, ah!
I said, oh, wait, no, come back.
Oh, bro. Hey, Tay, are we talking about you?
Oh my
God. It was the worst, bro. Yes,
man, my family came out and all that.
It was the worst.
Oh my God. They said, dude, we were sure you got knocked out, bro.
Like, it was. He took it like a champ.
Yeah.
He took it like a champ. But
I wouldn't mind. I want this one of my future matches. I'm bringing it back up. I wouldn't mind wrestling him again.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about future matches soon.
We'll talk about that.
But, yeah, that was. That death match, if you're not a death match person, I would say catch the highlights.
Yeah, most definitely.
And honestly, I was talking with a couple of people about this. They did this wrong.
Why are you saying that?
Because he fights Juventud Guerrero. The fuck's going to top this goddamn death match?
Man,
what can Juventud do at all that will top what Nick Cage did to Jericho?
I have genius booking. Okay,
it was lovely booking that he made a very vague callback when he was in the first thing of Jericho, like first view with Jericho, and he was like, look it up, kid, or Google it. And he was like, I did Google it. That should have been what happened last week. And then after he beat Juventud again, I got Nick fucking Cage for you.
Well, maybe it was a timing thing. Maybe it was a schedule
thing. Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking it is. It but like, been that, but it could have. It really should have been the other way around. I think
that what they could do, and this is me fantasy booking again, they could off Juventud at the show.
What?
And bring in Daniel Bryan.
No. Yeah. Daniel's probably going to come in because also, even though he's out of his contract, mm-hmm. he hasn't signed with anybody yet. So they're going to bring him in.
No, I don't think they're going to tell you if he signed or not.
No, they're thinking of bringing him. They're thinking of bringing him in at the New York show.
Hmm. Hey, I don't even know what she said. Hello.
Yeah.
They right know, man.
Oh God, that was loud.
Got to edit that out too. That Reese's looks good. I am hungry.
What?
That Reese's look good.
It is good. Okay. I know we're almost done.
Thank you for telling me.
Yeah,
but I am a deathmatch guy. Obviously, I've been trying to get this guy to do at least hardcore matches. That's my thing.
We have a couple of more hardcore matches that are in development or in the works. Like there are people that we want to beat the shit out of.
Now, from a scale 1 to 5, then be honest. I'm putting you on the spot here. On a scale 1 to 5, when we went to Shadow Wrestling Alliance, were you scared when they said they was doing a hardcore battle royale?
No, I wasn't scared that we were doing a hardcore battle royale. I
thought you were scared.
No. I wasn't scared. I was hesitant because I already knew because we always carry a fucking stop sign with us everywhere. Yeah. So not like I'm not prepared for a hardcore battle. But it's just like, fuck, a battle royale. That's already I'm tired from the first battle royale.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That was great, though. It was great. I love Shadow Wrestling Alliance.
Shadow is a great place. I can't wait to go back there. We know that we have some unfinished business there, so definitely look out for us in the near future. Let's use that to get into our future matchup. So let's go ahead and put it out there. Forbidden Door open. Who is somebody you would want to fight? Out of anybody.
Me any or booking was. You talking about me who I want to wrestle?
Yeah, you. You. Let's start with us and then we'll go into fantasy booking.
Okay, us. I will want to wrestle Effie. That's a guy.
I already told Effie that I'm fighting him, so you're after
Effie,
me. Bro.
I gotta get Effie.
Yeah, you're after me. Me and Effie already have agreed to fight. I've hit him up in his DMs when I first started wrestling.
Oh my God.
And I was like, Effie, I want to fight you. And he was like, cool. So yeah, me and Effie are going to fight one day. Dope shit.
Also, John Davis.
That is a bucket list match for probably both of us.
I want to wrestle John Davis because that would show me that I'm there with him. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
man.
I wouldn't mind even, obviously I'll put him over. Obviously.
You'll put him over.
Obviously.
I'll give him the rub, Cam.
I'll give him the job, kid.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But,
John Davis, if you're listening to this, Cam is also graciously.
I love the way he wrestles.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing.
Stiff. I like wrestling a little stiff. When you wrestle me stiff, I'm like, all right. I'm just using wrestling terminology.
Oh.
Jesus. But I like a little more oomph in my hits.
A little bit more oomph.
A little bit more
Cam oomph. Doesn't like a little bit more. Cam likes to be mutilated. Cam one time.
Yeah.
Was like, hey, throw me against the wall. And I was like, no, nigga.
Yeah, I want a hardcore match. He was so
like,
bad.
Give him a show. I was like, no.
I want a hardcore match. You better fall, Loki. Jesus. Loki. You're literally sliding off like he's trying to sleep.
So it's that's one. That is a good one, John Davis. Mm-hmm. One is Effie. Two, Joey Janela.
Why?
Because I told him I was going to fight him. I literally walk up to wrestling like, we're going to fight. And they're like, okay.
No, but that can happen, too. Honestly, that's not far off.
That's not.
Joy Janela's
I
not
would definitely
off.
Go against Joy Janela.
Why that's, Joy Janela?
Why not? It's the bad
that
boy.
Just, there's a, you know what? I want Sonny Kiss.
That would be a good tag match.
Yes. I would Joy Janela and Sonny
Kiss versus Kiss It Gang.
Yes. Book it.
Book it.
I would love to wrestle Sonny Kiss.
Oh my God! Yes. That would be the Queen versus the Queen.
Yes, You get it.
Sonny Kiss.
I would out
Joey Janela.
Sonny Kiss in a heartbeat.
Team Kiss it.
Listen, Sonny, throwing you got out the nothing gauntlet. On me. Boo, boo. Okay?
Throwing out the gauntlet. Okay. We know where you work out.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We know where you work out. We know where your home arena is.
I think my ass is better than Sonny Kiss's, too, honestly.
Wow, that's debatable.
Wait, excuse me? Yeah, have you debatable. Seen me? I've been working out, okay? Oh, Sonny Kiss, excuse you. Okay?
But yeah, we're throwing out the gauntlet. Pairing the Kiss It versus Sonny and Janela.
That would be that's a good match.
That would be a great match. That would
be a great match. Great I would match. Love to wrestle Sonny Kiss. What about you? What, anybody else?
Yeah, I would actually like to wrestle.
Is this realistic future matches or?
I was gonna go more bigger from here.
Okay.
But, I would like to wrestle Keith Lee. I would like to wrestle Kevin Owens. I would like to get in the ring with Mark Henry if he ever gets back in the ring.
Oh, there you gonna get that chance?
It might.
Maybe if you do some indie 5-minute match or something. Maybe.
I can get an AEW. He can do it.
He's not wrestling though.
He might wrestle.
He
don't know.
Train you. He probably put you in the ring a little bit. But I don't think
if I get managed by Mark Henry, oh my
great. God, that'd be great. The I life. Want a new Jack, but you know.
Yeah. R.I.P. Rest in peace. Yeah. Rest his soul. Who else would I want to fight? Like, I definitely would want to go up against other big guys, but other smaller guys too. I like throwing niggas around, so
yeah, that's fun. What about Dion?
Which Dion?
Dion James.
We've already fought multiple times.
But have you beaten him?
Have you beaten him? Fuck you.
Yes, I.
No,
have.
You haven't.
Yes, I.
Technicality
have.
Bullshit.
I beat him in a tag team match.
No.
Yes, you, I have.
Have you beat Dion in a singles match?
He hasn't beat me in a singles match since I've been back. He hasn't beat me in a singles
wow,
match.
Wow, these technicalities. He hasn't beat me in a singles match since we've been back.
Hey, congrats.
This nigga.
Oh, wait. Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Oh, yeah, damn. Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, that USCW. Yeah. God dang. Never mind. He beat me in that other promotion. He beat me in that promotion.
We've wrestled with Dion many a times, bro. Yeah. Like,
shout out to Deion.
Shout out to Deion James. Great guy in the ring.
Yeah, he is.
I want to wrestle JD again. JD.
Yeah.
I miss wrestling JD.
Cool. What's the guy named Thomas? The one that we met in the shadow wrestling.
Oh, Kodak?
Yeah.
Oh, you already know me and Kodak fighting again.
You have to.
Me and Kodak are definitely fighting again.
I just want to manage. I just want to be there. I just
want to be there. That is going to be a barn burner for you. Kodak versus Bobby Ledger.
He hits good.
Oh, yeah, man. Me and him, we're going back and forth, bro. You guys, check out Shadow Wrestling Alliance. Check out their Battle Royale they did for their inaugural show.
It's on their Facebook page. Kiss It.
Yeah, Kiss It came through. Wreck
we
shit.
We did.
Me and Kodiak Bear went at it in the middle of the ring.
He destroyed me, but that's okay.
We're not going to talk about that. Not going to talk about that. But yeah, we had a good time. Good go. But yeah. What other future matches you want to see? Just give me like
I'm going off of basically how I am and my personality and gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And what it can,
I want to see you versus Dustin Rhodes.
Dustin? Yeah, he's not doing the Goldust thing.
Yeah, Goldust is top, but Dustin is still good. Dustin is amazing.
He's not as flamboyant as he used to be.
You're not as flamboyant as you used to be.
Oh, that's horrible to hear. I hope I am a gimmick. You know what? I can't. No, I'm trying to be realistic. I'll say William Regal.
William Regal?
Yeah, but
why would you fight William Regal?
He's old now. I'm talking about back in the day.
Oh, you're going to like fantasy. Okay, cool.
Well, he would have been one of them.
That would have been a good Regal
he
versus
made
the
me
Queen.
Look like shit though.
Oh, what was it? What was that match that he had that he was supposed to lose, but he like took that in?
Was it
Goldberg? Him versus Goldberg? He took Goldberg to the limit, and he was supposed to get squashed.
Yeah,
William Regal, the fucking legend.
He
right?
ain't doing it, bro. And he didn't care.
He did.
He did not care at
William
all.
William Regal is
like, yeah,
fucking
we're
going to
have
legend.
A match.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole match. Technical match. It wasn't even like a blah, blah, blah.
It was whole.
Technical match. William Regal put this nigga
in
wrist locks and goddamn hammer locks and shit.
What the hell's going on?
What's happening?
Why am I getting beat?
I wasn't supposed to be next.
Oh man, they just say, "All right, spare me." Yeah,
that's William Regal. It's greatest man.
But that's it for me for right now. Anyways, I just John Davis. There's a couple other guys that I wouldn't mind sharing the ring with, obviously.
So let's shout out to a few of our favorite indie wrestlers that we know fucks with and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Firstly, shout out to Josh Dawkins.
Okay.
The homie.
Yeah.
Dawks, he is in Division Pro. He is running shit over there. He's coming up the rankings. Shout out to also Kwame, my homie Kwame Nas.
Man, I miss those guys.
Yeah, he actually just had a baby.
Yeah, I seen.
Yeah, man. Congrats to Kwame. I wanted to give y'all a good shout out. We bump heads all the time, but the Buriqua Bad Boys, check them out. The homie Nick Quiñones and Nick Tostones, that's what we call him. and Rip Ruiz, the Rican Ripper, Rip Ruiz. What other homies you want to give a shout out to, bro?
Jimmy, as always.
Jimmy?
Jimmy from Reggie Mafia. Excuse me, sir.
The Strangler.
Yeah, the Strangler.
Jimmy Taylor.
That's awesome. He's awesome. Who else?
Chris Sands.
Chris, yes.
The big homie, the Celtic. What is it?
No, he's the pagan.
Yeah, the pagan psychopath.
Yeah, there you go.
Pagan psychopath. Also, check out their shops on Pro Wrestling Tees.
Yes, I brought a shirt from Chris.
Chris
Sands. I want to buy one from Nick too. Is that something? I'm throwing you on the spot again. That's something you want to do? Do you want to handle your own merch?
I will probably handle my own Pro Wrestling Tees merch, and then I'll put the Kiss It shirt up there. And I have to make my logo and make my.
I gotta have time to do that too. I really do gotta have time to do that. I have so many ideas I can do.
Yeah.
But it's just like getting down there and just making it and then. Just
sitting there. Yeah. We got a lot of stuff going on. But,
it's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff. But yeah, do check out their stuff, man.
Yeah. Definitely check out all of our friends and what they're doing out there. Trying to think, who else can we plug?
USWA, they got a show tomorrow.
They do. USWA does have a show tomorrow.
You can check them out for some good local wrestling if you're in the Jacksonville area.
That's right.
I think it's around 7 o'clock always.
Yeah, $10 to get in the door, 7 o'clock at the Armory, Saturday.
Yeah, they got some nice wrestlers over there.
Yeah, I think it's the Cup, their Cup they're doing.
Who won the last? I think Stunt Marshall won last time.
No, Snoop won it the Snoop last time. Snoop won the last time.
Okay, I think Stunt won it the one time before.
Yeah, before, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Chance Oren.
Yeah, I can't do his champion gimmick no more because he's not.
I love that Chance gimmick. Champion. I loved it so much.
Champion.
I remember he used to run around like Bo Dallas.
Oh my god!
He used to scream champion all the time. And he was skinny. He was the craziest thing.
Hilarious.
Then next time he came out looking like Drew McIntyre. I'm like, what? But shout out to him, man. He's doing big things too.
Shout out to
Samuel C too.
Samuel C. Shout out to all the people over there at USWA. What's the other promotions that we bang?
Also, I want to say our thoughts and prayers going out to Steve Pender too.
Yeah,
Steve Pender. I think he's still in the hospital.
Oh man, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think he's doing great right now. I think he had like a heart compilation.
Oh
or
my god, yeah.
Yeah, Vanessa Pender, who was his wife. She gave us an update on him.
Okay, I'm so happy to hear that he's doing better.
Yeah, it was scary for a moment.
He is a legend.
Man.
And that is one of the guys who really brought us under his wing and his tutelage.
Yeah, I missed Steve. I miss being with Steve, man.
Yeah, man. It's sad to see people down. So, yeah. Speedy recovery to Mr. Pender and thoughts and prayers to the Pender family.
So Champ 7.
Champ 7 Pro Wrestling. Shout out to our initial teacher, Larry Thunderbolt Hamilton. So this is a wrestling podcast, apparently. So
Pokemon Elite came out yesterday. Just check that out if you have a Switch. If you don't know what a Switch is, he's trying his best.
This is a wrestling podcast.
I played Warzone the other day. There you go.
Well, I think that'll wrap us up for today. We've talked about everything that we want to talk about. So go ahead and give the people a little bit of info where they can find you.
All right. So you can catch me. I am the best looking gamer in Jackson. That means I game. You can catch me on Twitch and Facebook gaming. Just check me out. Dashing_cam or just Dashing_cam. You'll find me. Also on Instagram. I do TikToks every now and then. It's just silly junk stuff.
So. Plug your Facebook page for the
Facebook. I got so many Facebook
pages. For the wrestling fool.
It's Dashing Cam. I think it's official. No, Dashing Cam Professional Wrestler.
Okay.
Check that out. All my gaming is Dashing Cam. It just have gaming stuff. And I also got my own personal page. But yeah, Dashing Cam, professional wrestler, check me out.
Yeah.
I post all my stuff, my vignettes and all my pictures and all that stuff there.
All that stuff.
Yeah, check that out. I'm not on Twitter. I should be on Twitter. I'm
you are on Twitter.
I am on Twitter, but I don't use Twitter that. I need to. I really want to.
I do. I use Twitter. It's this episode will probably be posted on Twitter as well. You guys know where you can find me. I am your friendly neighbor nerd. I'm also your Bold City Beast, Bobby Ledger.
That's when you're and, heel, you're not heel, so.
And you can find me on Twitter at Book Bobby Ledger, since this is a wrestling podcast.
No. No.
Book Bobby Ledger. And you can find me on the internet at bookbobbyledger@gmail.com if you want to book me for your promotions or appearances, whatever, bro. I'm not going to give my nerdy stuff here, but you guys know you can find me as well as.
It's not a wrestling podcast. So
this is a wrestling podcast.
Stop it! No, I talk Pokemon. I said Pokemon stuff.
Right. You can find me. Like I said, anywhere you can stalk your ex at BoboFNN. You'll also Instagram is where all of my wrestling stuff goes. It flows over to my Facebook, but Instagram is where all my wrestling stuff goes. You think I should make a Facebook page for Bobby Ledger?
I did.
I know you did, but you're vain.
No, I did it for a reason because I didn't want to have it posted on my regular page.
I feel you. I think I'm gonna make a Bobby Ledger Facebook page
too, like that. I wanted to just put my personal stuff on my personal.
Yeah, personally, your stuff. Gosh, I know.
Also, please go check out the Tyler, the Creator, new album.
What is this? This is a wrestling podcast.
I refuse.
This is a wrestling podcast.
I refuse. Check out Tyler, the Creator, new album.
If you really want to check it out, check out.
Get lost, okay?
If you really want to check it out, check out my review of it on my Bobo's
blog.
Check
out a review that's not wrestling related, okay? See, we got variety. See, there you go.
Is it variety or is it just all trying to hide the wrestling podcast that this has become?
No, it's not. We talk Pokemon.
Well, this has been You Filthy Casuals. I have been who I said I've been, your Bold City Beast, and not your friendly neighbor nerd. This has been the King of Queens and not the best looking gamer.
Stop it. Stop it. No, cut it. Cut it. Cut it. I'm not in gimmick right now.
We shall see you guys next episode, all right?
This is a gaming shirt. Why are you gonna cut? You gonna cut me? How dare you? Speaking of, this motherfucker's wife.
No, we're not laughing.
I'm talking about Effie. Oh.
That's lovely.
He's playing with his boyfriend.
That's even lovelier.
I'm playing Pokemon Unite.
On a wrestling podcast.
He's literally playing Pokemon Unite.
That's hilarious as fuck, bro.